Today's shiur is a Masechta Menachos on Daf Pei Aleph. We will begin on the top line of the Amud with the third last word, Yosef Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa. We are in the middle of a sugya that began on Daf Pei Amud Beis in the middle of the Amud. Let us review the beginning of the sugya. Tani Rab Chiya. Toidash and his arva betmurasa umesa achas mehen chaverta ein lo takana. If a toda got mixed up with its tmura and one of them died, then the remaining korban cannot be brought as a korban. Why? So Gemara says, hey chinavid, what should we do? Nakriv lechem bahada. Should we bring the lachme toda with that korban? Dilma tmurahi. Perhaps this is not the toda, this is the tmura. And a tmura does not have lachme toda with it. Loi nakriv lechem bado, if we should be makriv this korban without lechem, dilma todahi. Perhaps this is the toda and it requires lechem. Therefore, we have no takana, and we cannot be makriv this korban. Now, had the animal not died, if both animals were just mixed up but they're alive, then, of course, there would be a simple etza that we would bring the 40 lachme toda, and we would say on each korban, if this is the toda, then the lechem goes for this korban and not for the other one. Then we would take the lechem and go to the other korban and say, if this is the correct toda, then the lechem will go with this korban and not with the other one. However, now that one died, as the Gemara said, there's no etzah. So we're in the middle of the sugya where the Gemara has been trying to give different solutions to this problem. And till the bottom of the Amud, till the Mishnah, the Gemara continues to give eitzes. There's a total of 8 eitzes. And on all of them, the Gemara finds a problem with this solution. And at the end, we remain exactly with what Reb Chiya told us, that toidish and esarvut murasu, meisa, achasman, chaverto, ein lo takada. And now, at the top of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, we're up to the fourth Eitza. Yosef Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak was sitting, Yosef Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa Kameda Rav Nachman. He was sitting in front of the Rav Nachman, the Yosef. And as he was sitting, Vakamar, he suggested the following solution to our problem. The Laisi Behema Velechem. Why doesn't the person bring an additional animal and the Lachme Toyda? Velayman he'll say, I hach the kaima tmurahi, if the one that remained alive is the tzmura, so ha toida v'halachma. So now I'm replacing it with a toida and with its lechem. The I hach the kaima toida, and if the one that remained alive was the toida, ha lachma, so here is the bread which I'm now bringing for that remaining toida, the ha, and the animal that I'm bringing now to have a tzmura. I'll make it the tzmura. So here we have an eitzah. By bringing the animal and making this condition, l'chayru, we have solved the problem. Amar lei, so Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa, Ani Mori, answer me, my master. Arbo in bekasvei v'kosher, he's going to get 40 malchus on his shoulders, and v'kosher, this is proper, as Rashi brings down, the first mission of Masechta Tmura, and of Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah states, She'im homer mumer v'soifik es arboim. He's able to make tmur. He's not allowed to. He's over on a lav. But if he made the mumer, it is effective. And he receives malchus. So are you giving me a resolution to the problem by telling this person, bring a korban and make it perhaps a tmura? You'll be telling him to do an aveira for which he would get 39 malchus. Is this a proper thing to do? This is not a solution to the problem. Continues the Gemara. Rav Ilacholish, this is now going to be the fifth possible solution. Rav Ilacholish, Rav Ila was sick. Ola gabe Abai v'Rabbanan, so the Abai and the Rabbanan went up to him, v'vakar chola, v'yasvi, and they were sitting, v'ka'amri, and they said the following solution. Im Isla de Rabbi Yoichanan. The Omar Chutz L'Chaim Esazor Kadosh. Before we get into the words of Rabbi Yochanan, let's refer back to a previous solution that the Gemara had given on Peyomid Beis, where the Talmidim asked Rebbe, why can't the person just bring lechem and make a condition? If the remaining one is a taita, this is the lechem for the taita, and if the remaining one is a tmura, then this is chulin. And on that, Rebbe responded, how can you bring chulin lazar? It is an issur to bring chulin into the azara. But now the Gemara is saying, according to the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, I would have a resolution using the bread and making this condition. Why? Because the halacha is, you're not supposed to bring the lachme toida outside of the wall. But there's a machloikis, which wall are we referring to? Are we referring to the wall of the azara? Or, as Rabbi Yochanan says, you're not supposed to bring it outside of the wall of Beis Pagi, which was outside of the Azor, outside of Yerushalayim. Within the walls of Beis Pagi, Rabbi Yochanan says that when you shech the Toda, the Lachman become Kaddish. So im Isla to Rabbi Yochanan, if we are of the opinion like Rabbi Yochanan to Omar, Chutz L'choymas Azorah Kaddish, that when is the Lachmei Toida possible if it's outside the walls of Beis Pagi? But if it's within the walls of Beis Pagi, even though it's outside the walls of the Azara, it is Kaddish. So now I have an Eitzah. Laisi Lachem, let him bring bread. Velusva, and let him place it Chutz L'choymas Azara, outside the Choymas Azara. Velema, and let him say the following condition. Ihach the Kaima Toida, if the remaining one that's still alive of these two animals is the toida, imhach the kaima toida hi holachma. So here is its bread. And you can be makadish outside of the Azor, according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Eloi, and if the remaining one is the tmura, lepik lechulin, let this bread be chulin. And now we don't have the question that we don't have the answer that Rebbe gave to his Talmidim. How can you bring Chulin Lazara? Because I'm not bringing Chulin Lazara. In case it's Chulin, it's outside of the Azara. So I have the best of both worlds. I can be Mekadosh it according to Rabbi Yochanan outside of the walls of the Azara. And in case it's Chulin, I haven't brought the Chulin into the walls of the Azara. Why isn't that a solution? The Gemara answers, Mishum de'ika arba lohanif. Because there are four of the 40 lachmei toida, which are truma, which have to be eaten by the kohanim, and they have to be waved along with the korban, as Rashi brings from the Gemara, which we learned together before on Daf Samach Beis Amid Aleph, where Rashi says, in Divrei Maaseh Mishum Deka Arba, ubechol makom matzinu halechem lemaila, v'tzorach la'nifoi ba'zora b'makom shemeinif habosar, that we have found always that bread is on top of the basar, and it has to be waved together. Wherever you wave the basar, you wave the bread as well. Now, it's interesting to note that when we learned this sugya together on Daf Samach Beis, the Gemara over there had four different shitas. Exactly, is the bread on top of the basar? Is the basar on top of the bread? Is it side by side? We came to the conclusion there, like Rebbe, that Rebbe says that al means besamach. And we came to the conclusion that the bread is put next to the meat, not on top, not on the bottom, not bein akrayim. One sheet over there has with the leg being bent over and the bread putting in the middle. And the Rambam and the Tiferes Yisrael and the Rav say that the halach is like the last shita, even though the Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph says that the bread has to be placed al gabe the basar, and it would seem to indicate, like the first shita there in the Gemara, that it's on top, the bread is on top of the basar. But the Tiferes Yisrael and the Rav learned that the Mishnah also means, even though the Lashon would be a little misleading, the Mishnah means, like Rebbe, that it's put one next to the other. And so Paskin's the Rambam. So it's interesting that of all four shitas on Daf Samach Beis Amid Aleph, Rashi quotes the first sheet of the Gemara, which is that the bread is put on top of the basar, and which would be the simple pshat in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph. So it would seem that Rashi does not agree with the Rav, the Tiferes Yisrael, and the Rambam from this Rashi, because Rashi quotes the first shita and not Rebbe, which is the last shita over there. Now, even if we would paskin like the Rambam, like Rebbe, the Gemara still has a good issue over here. Because even if the bread is put adjacent, al means besamach, next to and not on top of the meat, but still, it has to be done together with the meat. And that's why the Gemara says here, what, we have a big problem. Since I have to be mainif, I have to weigh four of them, the ones of truma, which are going to be eaten by the kohen, heich levin. What are we going to do? Linifinu abroi, if I'm going to weigh them outside. No, the pasuk says lifnei Hashem ksiv. As Rashi brings down, this pasuk actually has to do by shlamim. But the toida is one of the shlamim. And therefore, since the lechem is either on top of the basar, like Rashi states, or like the Rambam paskins, that it is next to the basar, but it has to be done together with the basar. And where is that? That's lifnei Hashem, which is inside the Azara. Lifnei Hashem ksiv. Gavoy, and if you're going to do it on the inside, kamai l'chol azara, Rashi says, shema tmurahi, possibly, you're going to bring in chulin to the azara, because in case the animal that survives is a tmura, then you're going to have to make this bread chulin. So on that possibility, you are bringing possibly chulin into the azara. Hilkachloy efshir. Therefore, because of these four breads that have to be waived, I have no solution, and I can't tell him, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you could be mekadesh, the lachmei toida outside of the azara, but four of them I'm going to have to bring inside, and I might be bringing chulun azara, and if I do it on the outside, I'm not being mekan lifnei Hashem, so I have no eitzin. And now we come to the sixth possible solution. Maskel Rav Sheshe Bered Ravidi, im isalit cheskia. If you hold like cheskia, and here the Gemara is referring to machlokes that we had before in Daf Ayin Chesam and Beis between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan. If a person says, I am bringing a toida with 80 breads, so Rabbi Yochanan paskined that there's no korban here whatsoever because there's no such thing as 80 breads, only 40 breads. However, Chizkiyah states that what he meant is, I'm bringing 40, and the other 80 are an achrayus in case the first 40 get lost or they become puzzle. So the other 40 are backups. Right now they're chulin, but they have a potential of becoming kaddish in case something happens to the first 40. So the Gemara asks, if I hold like tiski, d'amar, kitchu arbor mitach shmainim, that 40 from the 80 can become kadosh, and the others are considered a backup of the first 40, so I have an eitz again. Why? Laisi behema, let him bring an animal. V'laisi shmoinim babdo, let him bring 80 with it. V'leimo, 80 lachmi toida, and let him say the following. Ihach the karma toidahi, if the one that survived was the toida, ha nami to have a toida, so this animal is another toida that I'm being menadiv now, and therefore the first remaining toida has 40 breads, and the one I'm donating now has 40, so these 80 are all lachmei toida. And if the one that survived was a tumura, and it doesn't need any lachmei toida, so the one I'm bringing now is a toida and it's bread. I have 80 breads, and I only need 40. V'lekachil hu arbo mitach shemayim, and let 40 of the 80 become kaddish. So here we have a machlokes between Rashi and between the Ksav Yad Rashi at the bottom of the Yomid. Before we get into the machlokes in our sugya, let us just explain who Rashi is and who the Ksav Yad of Rashi is. And if you look back on Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis, at the beginning of the Perek of Elu Menachos, so the Hagor, right before the Ksav Yad Rashi, tells us that from Perek Elu Menachos until the Perek Shtei Halachem, we find in the Ksav Yad of Rabbeinu Betzal Ashkenazi, on the margins of his Shas, shenimtza b'Yerushalayim, which were found in Yerushalayim, and zeh lashon, this is the lashon of Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi, who was the mechaber of the Shita Mekabetzes, zeh hapirush asher hu b'tfus miperek ve'el manachos ad shtei alechem eina mipirush Rashi zel v'hu shal parshan acher. So the Shita Mekabetzes tells us that the Rashi that we have in these prakim until Perek Shtei Halechem, from the beginning of Elu Menachos, are not from Rashi. And then he continues and says, Vizeh Loshen Rashi Ksavya. The real Rashi, and in fact, whenever Tosis in these prakim refers to Rashi, he's referring to the Rashi in the Ksavyad. This is from the Rashi. And now the question is, according to Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi, who exactly is the Rashi that we have? And later on, if you look in Perek Yud Aleph, in the beginning of Perek Shtei Alechem, there he writes, Misham ve'elech havi pirush Rashi. That then he agrees, Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi, that the rest of Masechta Menachos is in fact Rashi, and there is no Ksav Yad Rashi. In the Sefer Takonis Ezra on Masechta Me'ilah, from Hagoyin Rav Ezra Altshuler, Zitzal, he writes that it would seem that the Rashi that we have printed in our Gemaras on the top of the Amid are from Rabbeinu Gershom. And so the Dukei Seifrim writes the same thing. However, in the Sheet, the Masechta Chulin, he writes that it's not Rashi, it's not Rabbeinu Gershom, but rather it's a Pirush from Rabbeinu El Yochum, who was a contemporary of Rashi and a Talmud of the Talmidim of Rabbeinu Gershom. So now that we've established who Rashi is in these prakim, and that according to the Shita Mekabetzes, the real Rashi is at the bottom of the Amid, we find here in these words, V'lekatshilu arbo mitoch shmoinim, a machlokus between the Rashi on top and the Ksavya Rashi at the bottom. How to learn this Gemara? Rashi on the top learns that the Gemara is still going with the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan that we mentioned before, that the Lachmei Torah can become Kodesh outside of the Azor, as long as it's not outside of Beis Pagi. So therefore, our whole problem, the Gemara before, was the four that will be required to wave. Where are you going to wave them? Are you going to wave them outside? You need Lifnei Hashem. Are you going to wave them inside? Perhaps it's Tmura, and these are Chulin. But now, with the present solution, with Chizkiya of Arbo Mitoich Shmoinim, now I have no problem. Why? Because I will leave outside 72. I'll bring in 8. So if the one that remained is a Toda, and the new one is a Toda, and I need all 80, so Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that you could be Mekadesh, all the Lachmei Toda outside of the Azara. And then the 8 that are inside the Azara are Truma, and are going to be eaten by the Kohen, and they are Kadesh. What happens if the one that remained is a Tmura, and then all you need is 40, so only 40 are being Kadesh from the 80, so 4 of the 8 that were brought in are Kadesh, because the new animal that I'm adding is for sure a Toida. The other 4 are also Kaddish, because I'll say that all 8 are from the 40 Lachmei Toida, which are Kaddish. There's going to be 40 Kaddish and 40 Chulin. So the 8 that I'm bringing in, either the 8 will be 4 and 4 from 2 Todas, if the one that remained is a Toda, or it'll be 8 from the new Toda, 8 of the 40 of the new Toda. So either way, says the says Rashi, Pirush Rashi, that I don't have a problem of possibly bringing Chulin into the Azara. That was only a problem if the remaining one would be a Tmura, and I wouldn't have any Toda to work with. But now that I for sure have at least one Toda to work with, I could say that either there's 2 Todas, and all eight are Kaddish, four and four, or there are one Toda, the one I bring now new, and the eight will be from the 40 that are Kaddish. There's no Chulun in the Azar. That's the pshat of Rashi on top. Ksav Yad Rashi learns no. I'm going to bring all 80 in the Azara. The Gemara is not going with Rabbi Yochanan that you can be Mekadosh outside of the Azara. However, and here we have Tosfos in Divrei HaMashal. Im Isa brings down that based on what Hillel HaZaken did in the Gemara Pesachim of Samach Vav Amid Beis, and so we find in the Ksav Yad Rashi as well, that Hillel was afraid of being moil and hegdish, and therefore he would not be Makadish or Korban until he brought it into the Azara. Aye, there's a problem of bringing Chulun into the Azara. Says Tosfos, there's no problem because it's Tsarich Korban. Since this is necessary for the Korban, because Hillel had a cheshbon that he didn't want to take a chance of being moil in hegdish outside of the Beis HaMikdash, so he waited till the last possible moment to be Mekadosh it. That's Tzarech Karban. If it's Tzarech Karban, there's no Isser of bringing Chulun Azar. So who Adin over here? I'm going to bring in all 80. It might turn out that only 40 were Kaddish because the remaining one was a Tzmura, and only the 40 of the new Taida are Kaddish and not the other 40. But those other 40 are an Achrayis for the first 40. Something that's Tzarech Karban. Because in case the first 40 get lost or puzzled, I'm going to use the last 40. So therefore, the second group of 40 has a potential of Kedusha, and it's being brought as a guarantee for the first 40. It's Tzarech Karban. And just like by Hillel HaZaken, there was no problem of bringing Chulun Lazara for that reason, so too, now there will be no problem of bringing Chulun Lazara. This is the pshat of Rashi in the Ksav Yad and Tosfos. Before we get to the Gemara's reason why this Eitz is not a good Eitzah, let's just point out what Tosfos says at the beginning of the Tosfos, Im Isa L'Cheskia. Tosfos says that you didn't have to really say it's Cheskia, because you could even say it's going like Rabbi Yochanan here in the Machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Cheskia. Because Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Cheskia only if you brought it stum. And you said, here's 80 for the Lachmi Taida. Rabbi Yochanan says, that's not good. We don't have a korban of 80. And we don't interpret his words to mean 40 mitoich shmainim are kaddish, and the other 40 are nechrayis for the first 40. However, if he states it beferish, if he says, v'lekachelu arba mitoich shmainim, then even Rabbi Yochanan is mitoich to Cheskia that the first 40 are kaddish, and the second 40 are a guarantee for the first 40, and therefore there is no problem bringing Chulun Lazara either according to Rashi or according to Rashi of Ksav Yad, as we just explained. Answers the Gemara. Why is this Eitzah not an Eitzah? Mishum dekamemayet b'achila d'arboim. That's the girsa that we have in the Gemara. Because you are causing a potential of lessening the possibility of eating 40. However, the Masoreth HaShatz in Ois Hay brings down that from the Tzoyin Kachim that says it should be b'achila d'arbo. And so too, Rashi in the Ksav Yad either has the girsa mishum dekamemayet b'achila, and at the end of the Rashi he brings the Lishna Charina garsini mishum dekamemayet b'achila d'arbo. There are various pshatim here in the Gemara, and we will mention the pshat of the Ksav Yad of Rashi, and we'll go with the girsa of arbo or kamemayet b'achila, but we're referring to the four. We're not worried about the 36. That there are many people, anybody can eat those 36, not a problem. But the problem is with the four, because now, on one side, you're saying that perhaps the remaining animal was a tmura. If the remaining animal was a tmura, then there are only four out of eight that are really kaddish. The other four are would be chulin, would not be kaddish. And now I'm going to give the kayin all eight to eat as being kaddish, because perhaps I have here 80, perhaps there are two taidas, and if there's 80, then eight of them have to be eaten by a kayin. And since as far as truma is concerned, here only a kohen or his wife or his eved could eat it. Not everyone could eat it. So there's a very big possibility he may not be able to finish all eight, and perhaps he'll only eat the four that are really not kadosh, because the animal was a tmura, and he'll pick up those four that were not kadosh, he'll leave over the four that are really from the proper toida, and you only have a day and a night to eat it, it'll come the day nicer, you'll have to burn it up, and mimela, you are, by doing this eitzah, you're going to cause that there's less of a chance that all of the breads will be eaten up properly, and you're going to be causing the korban to become nicer, and therefore this is not an eitzah. Continues the Gemara, and now we come to the next eitzah, which is the seventh eitzah, Amar le Rav Ashi Rav Kana, im yislud Rabbi Yochanan, if you'll hold like Rabbi Yochanan, da Amar, hifrish chatas muberes v'yolda, Ratza bo mischaper, ratza bevlada mischaper. Let us make a short hagdama to the words here of Rabbi Yochanan. We know a din that if somebody is magdish a chatas, and then the chatas became muberes, so the halach is that's a vlad chatas, and that's one of the five chatois that are mesos, that you have to let them die. Once the vlad was born, it's a vlad chatas, and it has to die. Here we're not talking about vlad chatas, because here we're speaking about a case where he was mekadeshit as a chatos, and it was muberes when he was mekadeshit. And he has his das, when he's mekadeshit, on the animal and its embryo. Not like the case where it became this aber after it became mekadesh. There he only has the das on the mother. And that's why the child that's born is a vlad chatas lamisa. But here, where he knew that it's pregnant when he was mekadeshit, so he has his mind both on the mother and the child, says Rabbi Yochanan. Now let's go to the words of Rabbi Yochanan. Im islid Rabbi Yochanan amar, hifrish chatas muuberes, who's already muuberes, viyolda, and then it gave birth, ratza ba mischaper, he can get his kapora through the mother, ratza ba vlad mischaper, or he can be, get his kapora with the vlad. Now, the Gemara in the Hava Mina is of the opinion, as Rashi and the Ksav Yad explains, that Uber is lav yerech imoy, that when the, and we find this in the Rashi as well, that Uber is lav yerech imoy, the Uber is not considered part of the mother, it's considered a separate entity, and therefore when it's born, he really has an option not to be mekadeshit at all, and only the mother will be a chatas, and it could be, it could, the vlad could have no kedusha, since he has the power to leave it left over without any kedusha. He also has the power to be mekadeshit as the chatas as well, because originally when he made it into a chatas, he had on mind, as we said, since it wasn't already pregnant, he had his mind on the mother and on the embryo. So now when it's born, he can say, I want this as a chatas. So that's what the Gemara thought in the Havamina. We'll see the Gemara later will disagree with this. But in the Havamina, the Gemara thought that that's why Ratzav Bo Mischaper, Ratzav Bo Vlad Mischaper, because Uber Lav Yerech Imoy, and therefore he has the ability to give no Kedusha on the Vlad, or to give it the Kedusha's chatas and be Mechaper with each one. And therefore the Gemara asks that since I have this halacha by chatas, the same will apply to a taita. By a chatas, I can't bring two chatas on one avera, so whichever one I choose will be the chatas, and the other one will graze until it gets a mum, yirachi stiv, and then he'll be poidit. That's by a chatas. By a taita, he would have the ability to make both into a taita and bring both as a taita. So, if so, I have an eitzah on our problem of the animal that got, the taita that got mixed up with the tamura. I have a, and one of them died. I have a problem. Lacey, behemoth uberis. Let him bring a pregnant animal. V'yamtin lachetelet. He should be mekadeshit as a taita. Wait till it gives birth. And now, since he has the ability to make the vlad no kedusha or yes kedusha, so he could he has the ability to manipulate things here as follows: v'leisi, let him bring shmoinim bado, let him bring 80 lachmi toida v'leiman, let him say ihach the kaim, if the one that survived tamura he is the tamura, and now we're going to go with the bach and the shita. This is how they read the next few words: ha he uvlada toida. So the mother and the child are a toida. We take out the next word he. V'ha shmoinim tarvayo, and these 80 belong to the mother and to the child. So both are Kaddish. V'ihach dekaim a toida he, if the one that survived is a toida, ha nami toida, so the mother is also a toida. V'ha shmoinim tarvayo hu, and now the 80 are for the surviving toida and the mother who's a toida. V'hai, and the vlad, lehevi moiser the toida. The vlad will be a moiser toida, and a moiser toida does not bring any lachme toida. So with the three animals, with 80 breads, everything works out, because either I'm going to have the first animal, a tmura, that does not get lachme toida, I'll have the mother and the child as toidas, and I'll bring 80. Or I'll have the surviving one as a toida. I'll have the mother as a toida, so I have to bring 80. And then I can make the vlad into a meiser toida, a leftover toida, which doesn't bring any bread. So in this way, I have a solution for this entire problem. And you can't ask me, explains Rashi in the Ksav Yad Rashi. We learned on the top line of our Gemara, v'chima frishin t'chil moisaris, that you can't separate an animal to be a moiser. You can't ask that question here, because even though halachically, legally, it's ubrulav yerchim, there are two entities, but the fact is physically, the child, the embryo, is part of the mother, even though halachically we're going to say urbalav yarchimu, and that's why it can be makadish both of them, as we explained. But since it's all part and parcel of one, and part of this animal is for sure going to be the chattas in the case of chattas, or going to be a toida in the case of toida, even if the other one remains a moiser toida, but since it's part and parcel of the original animal, and part of that animal is going to be the toida, that is not called moiser toida. Moiser toida, when we said v'chima frishin t'chilil moisaris, that's only if it's a separate animal to begin with. But if to begin with it's not a separate animal, there's no problem of mafrishin t'chila. That's not called that you're separating to begin with l'moisaris, because to begin with it was part and parcel of its mother. So explains Rashi. So this should be a solution. Amalei, so he responded, man le malon, you learned wrong pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. Who told you to pshat in Rabbi Yochanan, to Rabbi Yochanan, im shayr mishuyer, that if you leave it over, it doesn't have any kedusha in it, it possibly the vlad would have no kedusha, and that's why he has the ability to give it full kedusha. Or he could make it a full toida or a moiser toida, and if it's a full toida with the mother, you'll bring 80 lachamim? No. Dilmim shayr einim mishuyer. Maybe that he doesn't have that option. Because ubr zierach imoy, and therefore, whatever happens to the mother, automatically the child is mekudish. The only thing is, behind the time of Rabbi Yochanan, this is the reason of Rabbi Yochanan, the omer adam is chaper b'shvach hegdish. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds that anything that hegdish develops and becomes greater and it's worth more, I can be mischaper with that part of the hegdish that became worth more. So it's not because I have the option to leave it as nothing, and therefore I also have the option to give it invested with full kedusha. No. You don't have an option to have two toidas with 80 breads. That's not an option. Because the only option you have is either the mother will be the main chattas or the mother will be the main toida, and the bread will go with the mother, and then the vlad will be a meiser toida, which has no bread, or the vlad will be the main toida, and then the mother will be the meiser toida with no bread. But you don't have an option to give two toidas with 80 breads. So your whole cheshbon is wrong. So the reason is not because Uber Lav Yerich Imoy, and really an option would be that it has no Kedusha, and therefore I can give it full Kedusha, and I can manipulate whatever the situation will demand. No. It has to be Kaddish. You don't have that option. It has to be Kaddish because it's Uber Yerich Imoy. The only thing is that Rabbi Yochanan says you have one option to either use the mother as the main Toda, and then the child will be the Meister Toida, or you have the option to use the child at being Shvach Hegdish, you can be Mechaper with that as well. That will be the main Toida with the bread, and then the mother will be the Meister Toida without bread. So therefore, your whole arrangement here of having 80 for two Toidas does not work out. Continues the Gemara with the eighth and final Eitzah, which also will not work out. Ravina Ikla, he visited to the city Lidimaharuya. Amar Le Rav Dimi Bered Rav Huna Midmaruya Le Ravina. I have an Eitzah. Velesi Behema. Let him bring one animal. Velema, let him say Hare Olai, that I'm being Mechayev myself with a Toida. Velesi Behema Chridi. Let him bring yet another animal. Velesi Shmoin Bado. Now let him bring 80 breads. Velema, let him say the following. Ihach the Kaima Tamuri, if the first one is a Tamura. So Hani Tarti Toidas. I'm making these two new animals that I'm bringing into two Toidas. Vahashmoin Tarvayan. These are the 80 breads of both of them. Vihach the Kaima Toida. And if the first one is a Toda, Vahoda Amri Olai, Nami Elevi Toidas. So the one I said, Hare Olai, that should also be a Toida. And the 80 breads go for the remaining animal alive that was a toida, and for the first animal that I said, hare olai, as a total be 80. The idach, and now the second new animal that I brought to have achrayas. That will be an achrayas of the first toda that I said, hare olai. And an achrayas, the din is, does not bring any bread. So now again, with the three animals, I have 80 breads. Either the first one is a tmura, and the one that remained alive is a tmura, and the two new ones I consider as todas and have 80 bread, or the one that remained alive is a toda, the first one that I brought is a toda with 80 breads, and the third one is lachrayis, and lachrayis doesn't have bread. Amar lei, you have a flaw in what you said. Hatay Ram, the Torah said, Torah Shaloi Tidor, it's better that you don't make a neder. Misha Tidor than making a neder like Shalom. There's always a danger that you won't fulfill your neder, so it's better don't make a neder. Va'at Amrit Lakim Valinder Betchila, and you're telling him, go and Lechatchila make Harei Olai. The Torah discourages a person from making a neder because he might not fulfill it. So therefore, this is also not considered an Eitzah. So it comes out that in this last stuff, we've had eight possible Eitzahs. The Gemara finds a defect with every possible solution, and therefore the Gemara winds up, as Rab Chiya said to begin with, that Toida should is arve b'tmurasu umeisa achas miyan chaverta ein lo takana, you have no solution. Begins the next Mishnah. Ho'oimer harei olai Toida. If a person said the words Toida, he did not say, I'm going to bring lechem Toida as well. So this is the way Rashi learns. This is the Chiddush here. Yavi hi vilachmo. He has to bring it and its lechem. And what does he bring it? Minacholot. Once he says toida, toida automatically means with its 40 breads, even though he didn't specify it. Where does he bring it from? Cholot. So the Ksav Yad Rashi, the last line, explains that he can't bring it from Maaser Sheni, because by Maaser Sheni there's halacha that Maaser Sheni you cannot bring on something that's a chova. And ain't a chanami. If a person can use Maaser Sheni to buy shlamim. However, once he already says the statement, Hare Olai Toida, then he's mechuyev to bring a Toida. If he says, Lamashal, Hare Olai Toida mi Maaser Sheni, as we're going to see on Amud Beis, that's fine. Because he's right away explaining that his Toida he wants to bring from Maaser Sheni. But if he says just the words Hare Olai Toida, then it's a Davar Shebechayiv, he's Mechuyiv to bring this now, that he made this promise, and anything that you have to bring, you cannot bring from Maaser Sheni, therefore you can only bring it Menacholot. As we turn to Daf, Pei Aleph Amud Beis. But what happens if he said, I want to bring a taida alai min a cholin, from cholin. Vilachma, but it's bread, I want to bring min ha-maiser. And Rashi has the girsa here, min ha-maiser sheni. Toisvis and the Ksaviyad Rashi do not have in our Gemara. They have, like we have, that mice, just the word maiser, not the words written in the Gemara, maiser sheni, but the Ksaviyad explains that's what he means. Lach min ha-maiser means from maiser sheni. What is the halacha then? Yavihi v'lachmei chulin. He has to bring the toida and the lachmei toida from chulin. Because once he said harei olai, so it's a davar shebechayv. A davar shebechayv you can't bring from maaser sheni. And therefore the toida has to be brought from chulin. Once the toida has to be brought from chulin, the bread that is nigrar with the toida together has to also be brought from chulin. And the top toises here, divrei maskil toida, tells us that. Let's read it together. The Hachi Amar Harei Olai Toida Min Acholin, the Schayev Hakol Min Acholin, the Chol Dor Shebechayve Ein Abo Elam Min Acholin. The Chihoder V'Amar Lachma Min Amaiser. When then he seems to change his mind and say, "Oh, the bread I want to bring for Maiser." Loi Matzi Harbe. He can't change his mind. Vafilo Tarchei Dibur. Even if he said it immediately, Tarchei Dibur means the time it says. To say Shalom Alecha Rebbe or Shalom Alecha Rebbe Moiri, it seems this might be a Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi, but in that short period of time, even if he changed his mind, because originally he said Harei Alai. Harei Alai means you can't, it's a Chayva. Chayva means you can bring it only from Chulin, not from Maaser Sheni. And then he says, I want to bring the Alechem from Maaser Sheni. That's like changing your mind. And now he brings Taisus something which we're going to learn further on the Yomid, a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And the case is, if a person says, Hareini Nazir min ha groigris, I want to be a Nazir from dried figs, or min advela from dried dates. Now when he says the words Hareini Nazir, it means from wine. Then he changes his mind and says that I want it to be from dates or figs. So Beis Shammai says what he said at the end is meaningless. Twice lush and rishon, and he remains a nazir. Beis Hillel holds no. He's telling you right away that I don't want to be a nazir. It's neder upischayimoy. He's showing you that he's regretting. You have to take not the first thing he said. You have to look at the end of what he said. So would this machloikis have an effect here in what we just learned? Says Taisus deloy meboy lebeis Shammai. The Amri Begamor Gabi Harani Nazim and Agroigus, Tvois Lashon Rishon. So for sure, he said over here, Toida Min Acholin. So even though later he seems to be changing his mind, saying the Lechem should be from Maaser Sheni, we go with what he said at the beginning. So for sure, according to Beis Shammai, you have to bring everything from an Acholin, even the bread. El Afilu, basically, even according to basically the Chashvinu Neder Upischa Imoy, they say it's like saying a Neder and right away regretting the Neder, and we go with what he said at the end. Loidami Lahachi, you cannot compare that case of the Nazir to here. The boy Le Meheder, he wants to change his mind. Le Matzi Meheder, here he can't, says Taisus, why? The Amira Ligvoya Kivisirasul Hajidami. Because Hegdish is an exception to the rule of Beis Hillel. You cannot change your mind, even Tachiri Dibber, because once you have said that you're going to give something over to Hegdish, that's as if you made a kinyan with the Hedget, Kimisi Rasul Hajidami. It's like you did an action of giving something over to a plain person. That's the power of words set to Hegdish, and even Beis Hillel will be minded that you cannot have Harata. Let us remember this Taisus, because this will be Nageya when we learn the Gemara further, where the Gemara will quote this Machlokas between Beis Shammai and between Beis Hillel. Continues the Mishnah, if he said Toida min ha-maiser v'lachma min ha-chulin, that the Toida itself should be brought from Maiser. And Rashi has the girsa from the mois of Maiser, the mois of Maiser Sheni, which he changed because it was too heavy for him to take the fruit to Yerushalayim. So he was paited. And then he spends the money in Yerushalayim. So he says, I want to bring my Toida from the Maiser. So like I'm killing two birds with one stone. I want to be able to spend the money in Yerushalayim, but what do I want to get for it? I want to get the toida for it. So he's not saying harei olai toida, and then he has the davar shebechayv. He can't bring it for my sheni. But he's saying to begin with, I want to use my maaser sheni for toida. So that he could. V'lachma merachol, but the bread should be from cholin yavi. Rashi explains, Yavi Kamoi, as he said, Kamoi Shamar, as he stated, that's exactly what he should bring. He should bring the Torah from Meiser, and he should bring the Lechem from Chulin. Chulin is always stronger than Meiser, as we're going to see soon. Whenever he says Min a Meiser, it means I have an option. Of course, I could bring it from Chulin also, but I have an option to bring it from Meiser Sheni. But when he, if he had kept quiet and just said Toida Min a Meiser, then he could have brought the Toida and the Lechem Min a Meiser. But now that he specified by the Lechem Min a Chulin, and Chulin is a bigger sacrifice than Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni, I'm like, I have to spend it anyway in Yerushalayim. I might as well spend it on a Toida. But when he says, no, I want to sacrifice and I want to give from my chulin, which I don't have any obligation to use that chulin, and I want to bring it for the korban. So if he specified lechem and a chulin, so there we don't say that the bread is nigrar after the zevach. If the zevach was chulin, then the bread is nigrar after the zevach. You can't say that the bread should be for meiser. That was the case before. But if the Toida is Min a Meiser, and now he's upgrading the Lechem that I only want to have it from Chulin, I don't want to have the option to bring it from Meiser, then Yavi should bring it exactly the way he said it. What happens if he said he v'lach Min a Meiser? Now he's saying both are Meiser, Yavi. So the Ksav Yad of Rashi brings down the Gemara, which we're going to learn, that it doesn't mean he has to bring it from Meiser. Because again, it's better if he brings it from Chulin. It's just an option. If he upgrades it to Chulin, which is a bigger sacrifice, that's even better. But if he wants to give himself the option to use Meiser Sheni, and since he didn't say a real lie, then it would be awesome for him to use Meiser Sheni. He said to begin with, I'm bringing it from Meiser Sheni. So then Yavi, he's able, if he wants, to bring it from Meiser Sheni. Of course, if he wants to bring it from Chulin, he could. But then the Mishnah ends with something which the Gemara will explain. V'le'yavi mechiti Meiser Sheni, you shouldn't bring it from the wheat of Meiser Sheni and make the lach mitayda from that. But ela mimoyis Meiser Sheni, from the money of the Meiser Sheni, then he'll convert it into wheat and then use the wheat to make the lach mitayda, but not the original wheat of the Meiser Sheni. The Gemara will explain this. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, if somebody said, he didn't say, I want to bring a toida, which was the first case in our Mishnah, and automatically that includes lachme toida. Just the opposite. He only said lachme toida. The din is, maybe toida lachme has to bring a toida and a bread. My time, what's the reason? May the yada ha'gavra, this man knows, the lechem loy toida lo yikrev, that bread without toida cannot be brought as a sacrifice. V'hai toida v'lachme cover. So what he really meant to say is, I want to bring the toida and the lechem. V'hai dekom or lachme toida. He just said the words lachme toida. Saif Muslim Akad. He abbreviated and said the end, but he meant the beginning as well. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Toida min a Meiser v'lachem min a Chulin. If he said, I want to bring the Toida from Meiser and the bread from Chulin, Yavi k'mosh another, then he should bring exactly the way he said. Ask the Gemara, v'amai, ki even to Omer lachem min a Chulin, since he ended off by saying lachem min a Chulin, Yavi hi v'lachem min a Chulin. Let us say that he should now bring the korban itself and the lechem and the chulin, just like you said before. If a person said a real lachme toida, he brings the korban and the bread from chulin. So why don't I say the same thing here? So Tosfos says Tema, what kind of kasha is this? Because in the Gemara before, he only said a real lachme toida. So I say that he abbreviated, he meant the toida with the lachme toida, because he can't bring one without the other. But here, where he's specifying in the ratio of his words, that I want to bring the toida from Meiser, how can you use the end of his words to modify the beginning of his words, that he should bring the toida from Chulin? So from the Rashi Ksav Yad, it would seem that, as we learned before, that whenever he says Min a Meiser, he doesn't mean I have to bring it from Meiser. He means I want to have the option to bring it from Meiser Sheni. But of course, I could bring it from Chulin as well. So now that at the end of his words, he says that the bread should be from Chulin, so why don't I say that what he said at the end shows us that he wants to give the thrust of his words towards Chulin, and that should encompass even the Toida that he's bringing at the beginning, because after all, the Toida, even when he said Meiser, doesn't mean he has to bring from Meiser, it means he's able also to bring from Meiser. Let us say on that, that from the end we see that he really wants to give it only Min a Chulin. That's the Gemara's kasha. Answers the Gemara, no. Shiny, hasam. In that case, it's different. The kivan to Amar Taiva to Meiser. Since he started off his words by saying, Taiva should be for Meiser. So Nasa, we consider it, Koimer, as if he said, Hare Olai Lechem, Lifter Taidashi Shalplaini. That I'm bringing Lachme Taiva to Pater, the Taiva of my friend. The halacha is that if his friend said, I'm bringing a Taiva, and he said, I want to bring the Lechem for my friend's Taiva, he's able to do so. He can attach his lechem to his friend's taida. So the Gemara Svara is that his own korban is not worse than his friend's korban. If he could do it to his friend's korban, so since he himself specified that my taida should be for Meiser, that's like a separate korban. It's already established that the taida is a Meiser, and the lechem that he's saying at the end should go not to modify the ratio of his words that he meant it from a chulin, but it should leave the ratio of his words as a separate korban, not worse than his friend's korban, and therefore this bread I'm giving to that korban that I specified in the beginning. So that's different than the case that we were speaking about where he said only Hare Olai Lachme Toida. Hare Olai Lachme Toida, then I say that he meant to say the Toda with the Lechem should all be from Chulin, and that's what he brings. Ihochi Reisha, the beginning of the Mishnah, Diktani, Toida Menachulim V'Lachem V'Meiser. If the Toida is from Chulin, and the Lechem is from Meiser, Yavihi, Yavihi v'lachma minachulin. He should bring it and the lechem from chulin. Hachanami nase ka'imer harei olai toida. So let this also be considered as if he said harei olai toida lifter lachma shalploini. Just like I have, if by the toda of the Torah of Meiser and the Lechem of Chulin, that I say the Lechem of Chulin is to be added on to the separate korban that he made of Toidim and a Meiser, so why don't I say the reverse also? If he says to begin with that Toidim and a Chulin, and right away he says Lechem and a Meiser, why don't I say the Toidim and a Chulin is to help the bread that he's saying now Min a Meiser? And we said the halacha is that he has to bring everything from the chulin. Why don't we leave it that he should bring the lecha, the toida from chulin, and the lechem from meiser? So the Gemara, how could you compare one to the other? Hachi hashta bishlam lechem lemifter toida asi, but toida lemifter lechem miasya. As the Ksav Yad says here, the kaimalon lechem glal toida vein toida glal lechem. The toida always goes back towards, the lechem always goes back to the toda. It's drawn after the toda, but the toda is not drawn after the lechem. So therefore, einachanami, if I have a toda of meiser, I can say the lechem of chulin is going back towards the toda of meiser. But if I have the lechem of meiser, I can't say that the toda, which is the main part of the korban, goes after the end of the korban, which is the lechem. And that's why, since he said toda min chulin, and the lechem follows the toda, and the main thing of a korban of a toida is to bring it from chulin, not from meiser sheni, as we explained before. Therefore, we say that the toida and the lechem both have to be from the chulin. Tashima, come in here. Ha'imer, if somebody said harei olai toida b'loi lechem, that I want to bring a toida. He says specifically, I don't want to bring bread. V'zech zevach b'loi nesachem, and I want to bring a zevach without nesachem. We force him, who may be toida v'lachma, he has to bring a toda and a lechem. We force him, and he has to bring zevach and a sochem. So taima de omar, the Bach puts in the word toida. It's only if he said this way, toida b'loi lechem. Avaloi omar toida loi. But if he didn't say it that way, but he said it the other way, he starts off with the lechem, so then the din would be, he wouldn't have to bring everything. That's what it seems. When does he have to bring everything, toida and lechem? Even though he said toida beloy lechem, that's if he said I want toida without lechem. But if it's the opposite, not. So lechor, it's shver on what you said. You said before harei olai lachmei toida. He has to bring toida and lechem, And it would seem here that the only time he has to bring Toida and Lechem is if he starts off by saying Toida b'loy Lechem. So Toisus here in the Divrei Maskil Taima says Taima. What kind of kasha is this? Because when we said Omer Rav Huna, Ha'omer Harei Olai Lachmi Toida, Mevi Toida v'Lachma, that's because we said it's abbreviated. He meant to say Toida with bread because he knows you can't bring bread without Toida. You have to bring them both together. So here, however, what's the case? He said toida, but no bread. But ein echanami, if he said bread, but no toda, then ein echanami, we wouldn't say that he has to bring both, because he's saying beferish toida, and I don't want to have, lachme toida, and I don't want to have toda. Why is that a kasha on what we learned before? Before we're speaking about, he said, Hare olai lachme toida. Then I can say it's abbreviated, and he meant everything. But in this brisa, if we do a dover veifuchoi, so if he says toida and no bread, he has to bring everything. But if he says bread and no toida, then he brings nothing. Because he's saying beferish, I don't want to have a toida. Toisa remains with a question over here. So the Gemara says, Hua din afagav de loyomer toida. Really, the din would be that if he said lechem beloy toida, he would also have to bring both. Va'aydi de koboy lemisni zevach beloy nesachim. But since we also have a second case of zevach beloy nesachim, and here I can't flip it around. I can't learn Nesachim without Zevach, because the halacha is that Nesachim could be brought without a Zevach. So in Zevach and Nesachim, it's only one way. It's Zevach beloy Nesachim, you have to bring both. But Einichanami Nesachim beloy Zevach, you could bring Nesachim alone. So since in the case of Zevach, I had to only have one way, which is Zevach beloy Nesachim, where you force him to bring both, so too by Toida beloy Lechem, he started off with the Toda without the bread. But Einichanami, by Toida without bread, the halacha would be that bread without Toda would also require both. Tananami, Toida, but that's not a raya what the halacha would be in the opposite case. Ask the Gemara, Ve'amai, why is the din by Harei Olai Toida B'loy Lechem? That he has to bring both, we force him to bring both. Here's the Gemara that we learned in the Tosfos in the top of the Yomid. Neder Pischei Yimayhu, he's saying a neder with immediate charata. And therefore, why should he bring the Toda with the bread? Since he can't bring a Toda without bread, when he says without bread, he means, I don't want to bring a Toda. This is going according to Beis Shammai, to Amri, that they said, Tfois Lashon Rishon, that they said that you always go with what he said at the beginning, and you cut off the part that doesn't make sense. The Snan, we learned in the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir Min HaGroigers Min HaDvela, he's a Nazir from wine, and then he says from dried figs and from dried dates, Beis Shammai Yomrim, Nazir, he remains a Nazir because I cut off the last part. Tfois Lashon Rishon, I say what he meant is what he said at the beginning. Nazir, that's from Yayin. Beis Hillel Omer ain't a Nazir. Beis Hillel says he's not a Nazir because he has the ability to have Charata, and we go with what he said at the end. So this will be going like Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Filot Tavi Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yochanan says it's even going according to Beis Hillel. But Oimer, because Beis Hill is moid in one case to Beis Shammai. When is that? He said, Ilu Ayisu Yedea She'en Noidin Kach. If I would have known that you can't bring a Toida without bread, Lo Ayisu Noidin Kach, I wouldn't have said a Toida without bread. I thought I have an option. El Akach, I would have said Toida with bread. So in that case, of course, Beis Hill doesn't say you go with what he said at the end, because now he's explaining to us that he didn't know. Had he known, he would have brought Toida with bread. So ask the Gemara, if so, my kaifen, why does it say we force him? He's coming to Bez and he says, I want it. So the Gemara says, no, we force him to call boy Hoderbeit. Speaking about he had it, where he told us now, I changed my mind. So now we tell him, you can't change your mind. He admits that had he known that Toida with bread only, that's what he would have made to begin with Toida with bread. But for whatever reason, even though that's what he meant at the beginning, now he wants to change his mind. Now we force him. the question that I have, and if anybody has the answer, they should email me at grossman@ou.org, is why doesn't the Gemara say what Tosfos told us before? Tosfos and Divrei HaMaskil Torah told us that both according to Beis Shammai and according to Beis Hillel, it's when a person said Toidim and a Chulin, Velachmim and a Meiser, he has to bring it and the bread from Chulin, because when he said Min a Meiser, it's like changing what he said Min a Chulin. And not only according to Beis Shammai, you can't have Charata, because Tvois Lashon Rishon, but even according to Beis Hillel, you can't have Charata. Why? Because Amirul Ligavoyet can be Siras Lahedjit. By Hegdish is an exception that a Beis Hillel is Moida. If so, why doesn't the Gemara say what Tosfos said up above? The Gemara should have said right here. If a person says Toida Beloy Lechem, so he can't have Charata. Once he says Toida, it means with Lechem. And the Mela Beis Shammai, Hillel would be Moida to Beis Shammai that he has to bring a Toida with Lechem. Tzorchi, and why didn't the Gemara answer what Tosfos told us above? Toshma, coming here. Ha'oimer, ha'rei alai toida b'loi lechem, v'zevach b'loi nesachem. V'amrulai, and they told him, no, ha'vei toida v'lachem, v'zevach v'nesachem. You have to bring everything. V'oimer, and he said, ilu ha'yisi yadeish kain. If I would have known that I have to bring everything, lo ha'yisi neiter. I wouldn't have been neiter. The din is, kaifun, I say, we still force him. V'oimrulai, and we tell him, shmor v'shamato. Exactly what shmor v'shamato means, we'll see in the Gemara in a few lines. But now, let's see what the Gemara's kasha is. We had two truths in before. One was that it's going like Beis Shammai, and one was that it's going even according to Beis Hillel. So, Bishlam, Lechiskin, Nichale, it's going like Beis Shammai. That's Tvois Lashon Rishon. You said Zevach, it means with Nesachim. You said Toida, it's with Lachim. But El, Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. Because how did Rabbi Yochanan say it's going according to Beis Hillel? Because the person said, if I would have known, I would have been Menadavit with Lechem. But here he's telling us, Beferish, if I would have known, I wouldn't have been Menadavit. And yet it says that we force him to give Toida with Lechem. So on Rabbi Yochanan it's Shver, Amlech Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you're right. Hov Vadi Beis Shammai. I'm not trying to say that every Brisa is like Beis Hillel. Here, you brought me a Brisa that's like Beis Shammai. The early your Brisa, though I had a way out to say that it could be going like Beis Hillel. Now the Gemara asks, my Shmor v'shamata, Amar Abaye, Shmor means Have Toida. You have to bring the Toida, you have to keep your netter. The Shamata, you have to listen Have Lachma, the bread, which you didn't say Beferish, but which is Mechuyev, because once you say Toida, it includes bread, you have to listen and bring the bread as well. Rava Amar Rava says more. Shmor have toida v'lachma. Shmor includes your netter, and since it's implicit in your netter that a toida includes bread, that's all part of the shmor that you have to keep your netter. V'shamata, what should you listen to? Shloitei rogel ases kein. Don't make this mistake again to make a netter faulty and say toida b'loy lechem, because a toida has to have bread. And now we conclude with one more small piece of the Mishnah. He v'lachma min ha'maiser, the Mishnah said, that if he said the Toda and the bread should be min ha'maiser, yavi, he should bring the way he said, ask the Gemara. And this is what we quoted before from Rashi in the Ksav Yad. Yavi, loisagi de loimaisi. Are you telling me he must bring from Maiser Sheni? He's not allowed to bring from Chulin? If he wants to bring from Chulin, it's better if he brings from Chulin. It's a bigger sacrifice. Why do we tell him that he has to bring from Maiser Sheni? Rav Nachman Rav Chizda Amr, no, Ratza maybe, loy Ratza loy Yavi. He doesn't have to bring it from Maiser. If he wants, he has the option to bring it from Maiser Sheni. But if he doesn't, he wants to bring it from Chulin. Of course, he can bring it from Chulin as well.